The MCG is in sight now. This massive stadium that has hosted so many famous sporting events.
It's on its way from Barham and it's through. A few little how-do-you-dos. It's not a tea party out there, but there's no need to make it like stadium hall, fellas, so keep it cool.
The pain is temporary, but glory lasts forever.
Barham is there. It is. Beautiful. Beautiful, Neil Barham.
Because this is something to savour. Something to remember for the rest of your life.
On Hungry for Sport, Friday Sports Chat with Dave Colbert and Neil Barr.
Oh, it's always great to catch up with DC. Good morning, DC.
Hello. How are you?
I'm going very well.
That's good to hear.
Good morning, Neil.
At your age?
KB.
Look at Neil. Something big is happening at Collingwood
happening.
Today.
Something is happening.
He's got the magnificent black Collingwood suit on with the white shirt and that beautiful Collingwood tie at the moment.
I've got no tie. I've got a jacket on because it's cold.
That's a beautiful jacket and
he
suit.
Might have a court appearance.
I'm not quite certain, but that's a beautiful suit.
So he looks good.
Something is happening at Collingwood.
The Neil Barham Cup.
The Neil Barham Cup's on tonight. You must be pretty happy about that, Neil. Proud?
Proud of the Cup. No, I'm very proud to be going to the footy tonight, I must say. But, no, it's it'd be fantastic. It's quite a challenge.
What does the Cup look like, Neil? Is it a cup or is it a big plate or a dish or... What's your hand over?
Well,
it's a blank bit of paper that's screwed up.
I'll be rude to you people. It's the Fat Rat's Clacker Cup. No one cares what it's called.
I'm concerned about Collingwood.
Why is that?
Well, they've had a lot of travel. Their last one, two, three, this is their fourth game in a row at the MCG. It's a long walk from the Westpac Centre across the road to the MCG. In fact, they play Richmond there next week. That travel's really going to start to wear them down.
Yeah.
That's a worry.
Well, you've got to be concerned. Are you concerned about that, Neil?
We have been to Brisbane.
When?
Round one.
Round one.
In 2006, they went there?
Yeah. When do they travel next?
Actually, what we would like, we'd prefer to have the travel problem, say Hawthorne. Say they've got a travel problem.
Have they?
They get to go to Launceston four times a year.
Yeah.
But they don't travel many other places.
Well, you don't travel anywhere other than the MCG. You've got to walk across the bridge.
Do you reckon that... Well, what advantage is it playing at the MCG? Everyone loves playing at the MCG. No advantage to us whatsoever. But if you were to go to Launceston and play, you're the only team who plays here. Do you reckon they've got a significant advantage? Have they ever been beaten there, ever?
As you look at the draw, Collingwood have got the greatest draw of all time. Maybe Paul Marsh should talk about that from an equalisation perspective, that Collingwood should share the love of their appearances around the country rather than just playing at the one venue.
What's going to happen there, Neil, with Eddie resigning? Eddie said he's going to resign. What's going to happen at Collingwood when Eddie resigns?
Why is he going to resign?
Well, he said the equalisation, if that gets over the line from the AFL Players Association, there's talk today that there could be even legal action. They want all clubs, the players, to have equal opportunity at all these football clubs, and that's not the case at the moment, and therefore they need more of Collingwood's money. Eddie said that if that gets through, he'll resign.
So will I. I'll be with him. Whatever he's doing, I'll be doing. What, isn't the most ludicrous thing you've ever heard?
It was a good debate, actually.
What's it got to do with the Players Association now?
The development of the players.
They're representing the players, Neil.
No. If they were, I'd be happy. I don't know that they are. Ooh. Are they representing all the young kids? I'm not sure.
Well, they
are
because
sometimes.
They're saying that it's unfair that a young player...
What, has to would, go to a lesser club?
You know, would have to... Is there
well,
a grandson...
Well, he's development. He might go to Brisbane and they're saying...
Brisbane won three premierships in a row
They're not going to win another game until 2030.
Well, they would never win a game if this rule's in because they're treated as the poor people.
Well, they believe, Neil, and you can give us from your club's perspective, they believe that there's players who will be drafted that won't get the same development at the club they're being drafted at.
I've never heard much rubbish in my whole life.
Than to another club.
Which I'd like you to get every club one at a time and say, are you the one he's talking about? Are you the club that the AFLPA thinks any player who goes to you is going to be disadvantaged? If you even got any club to remotely think it might be them, I'd be very, very surprised. Hmm. Well, isn't that... most clubs you talk to, do you think that I wish these poor kids hadn't come to us. We're not going to be able to give them an opportunity to play.
That's an interesting,
a load of rubbish.
That's an interesting comment. Maybe that's something. Maybe that's something that the AFL Players Association has to do, Neil. Come out and say, we've looked at the situation in the AFL and we would not like to be a kid drafted to Richmond or St Kilda or to Brisbane or to Sydney or to Collingwood.
They won't say that because it's not true.
No, well, they're saying it's true because they want extra money.
Well, they're saying
that
we want extra money.
Not everyone's on the same playing
field.
What
story can we make up to support the fact we want extra money? That's what it is. There's no reality. Get every club in. Do you really think that if you go to who's the bottom club on this?
Brisbane,
say. It's a disadvantage to go to Brisbane. I don't think so.
You might get attacked by your coach if you go up there. It's a dangerous workplace. Players Association got every right to be concerned.
Oh, rubbish.
You might get grabbed by the jumper.
It's a
thrown against the locker.
And told to pull your head in.
Extremely tabloid thing to say, David. I'm disappointed with you.
That's what happened, Neil. He's only repeating what they've acknowledged.
Well,
it's not tabloid. They've acknowledged the player was grabbed.
Minor incident.
Anyway,
reality.
So that's what they would be concerned about there. Give us the next club, Carlton.
Yeah, so one of the great clubs, and you're going to say it's a disadvantage to go to Carlton. You said that to any Carlton person, they'd strangle
you. They haven't played in a Premier League final since 1980. Or maybe 1990.
or maybe even later than that.
Now let's keep going. St Kilda.
We don't even know where
their home is. The Gold Coast. Well, they're
St Kilda played in two grand finals a couple of years ago.
They're a complete rabble. Geelong.
At least
you've got another $70 million of our money. Are we happy with that, KB? Are you happy that the government's spending more money on? Skilled Stadium.
Election Day. Don't worry about talking about that.
Or whatever the Simmons Stadium. It called? More money. Yeah, that was announced.
They've only got one night game there this year. I don't see why you want to put $100 million into the stadium with lights and you play one game at night.
Anyway,
it's an
interesting debate. I actually agree with Eddie on this, which is very disturbing.
You should. It's the most extraordinary argument I've ever heard. To say that all half these clubs, it would be terrible if the player went to these clubs. They can't give them an opportunity to play good footy. I've never heard so much rubbish in my life.
Michael Warner in The Sun today says, AFL players will be armed with the right to challenge the salary cap in the Supreme Court as negotiations over the next pay deal begins. It was revealed yesterday the powerful players' union relinquished its rights to test the lawfulness of player restraints under the terms of the free agency agreement struck with the league 5 years ago. But all bets will be off when the AFL Players Association and the AFL bosses resume pay negotiations later this year. The Supreme Court option will be a key bargaining chip in the players' push for a complete overhaul of the game's financial structure.
Now, I'm kind of not involved in this whole thing between the PA and the AFL and who gets paid what. I think mostly it's a pretty reasonable thing. Players want to play. AFL wants to try and run it for them. Everyone gets paid as much as they can. It's not possible to pay players too much, I don't think, in a way. So I'm not sort of anti all this. But I'm just wondering, if the players don't like the deal, what are they going to do then?
You say they nowhere to go.
Well, no. Who else are they going to play for? I'm never quite sure.
They can come and do athletics.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
They might start up their own competition, Neil.
Against whom?
Well, they might secede and take all the players and they'll form their own clubs.
Yeah, owned by Eddie.
Now, last week...
they can play for the Eddie Maguire Cup.
Last week, we had a caller, Steve, who gave us this gem. Steve's on the road. He wants to talk about Collingwood.
And they can have whatever number they want, KB.
Exactly. Either they'll just have to fight amongst each other for the best number.
G'day, Steve.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Barrett is right on the money.
Oh.
He's going to Collingwood because Collingwood are going to let Jamie Elliott go to free up some more room in the salary cap. Elliott's off to Richmond, as I told you last month, Barmy.
How's Jamie Elliott going at Collingwood, Neil?
We only sign him up so we can get a better deal out of Richmond when he goes there, by the sense of it.
How many years did he re-sign for?
Look,
How many years did he sign for, Neil?
I don't know. I must say, I had the advantage over Steve because I knew what he was doing, so I did feel a bit
Well, why didn't you tell us?
Well, I can't tell you. It's not my role to tell you.
You could have said, Steve, I can tell you categorically that is wrong.
I don't reckon Steve would have believed me.
Now, this is Nathan Buckley in his press conference on Friday night when he was asked about whether Steele Sidebottom and Ben Reed are at with their injuries.
Buck, where are you with some of your other little players? Sidebottom, Reed. Can you just talk us through some of those players who you'd expect to get back in
the look at the Barmy's Blackmore's injury report, mate. Most of them are short to medium term, and we have a couple of long termers in there.
You can't get anything out of Collingwood anymore. You've got everyone bluffed there, Neil.
What?
It's even got a sponsor his injury report.
Blackmores. Yeah, it's a good, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the state of the game at the moment. The Barmy's injury report, which, you know, if you're relying on that, good luck.
I don't even understand what I say there.
Got a sponsor.
And Neil, as we go to the break, can you explain to your coach and also your former director of coaching, Rodney Eade, that you can't go bumping people in the head and don't train your players to bump people in the head
now,
because
you'll get rubbed out.
You'll get rubbed out.
Do we have to go to a break? Because it's going to take a little while.
We'll have to go to a break so you can
talk to you afterwards.
You can talk afterwards, but we can't have coaches saying that's okay.
Stephen May's decision to take Rockliffe off his feet before going back to the ball is a logical football decision. It's a decision that every good defender would make. He's a big, strong bloke. He plays the game pretty tough and pretty hard. I like the way that he goes about it as a footballer. There wasn't any malice in it. He was really just using his body to protect the ball to come back to it. If there's any consistency at all, I think we should see that sorted.
Well, I disagree strongly with Nathan Buckley because he's got every right if he wants to go off the line and he can bump Tommy Rockliffe if he wants to, Neil, but he can't hit him in the head.
Yeah, but he has no control over that. It is pure dumb luck whether he does or he doesn't. And we're prepared to let that happen in our game. Well, the kid has...
No, we're not. That's the point. We're not. We're not prepared to let that happen in the game. If you elect to bump when you can actually go for the ball, you're going to carry that responsibility.
So if by any just pure circumstances, bad luck, you bang him in the head, there is some
careless
contact to his head, it's your fault.
Well, it's either intentional or careless, and they said it was careless.
Well, it's only intentional or careless because the rule says if you bump into him and bump him in the head, it's your fault. Now, we can either ban bumping... Well, you can bump into him, bang him in the head and it's okay, but if you do bang him in the head, you're in deep water.
Yes, that's right, Neil. So your coach should be saying...
That makes no sense. That's
your
ridiculous
coach should be saying, unfortunately for Stephen May, who elected to bump, he caught him in the head, so therefore you pay the penalty.
No, and...
You can't say Stephen May did the right thing in bumping him in the head and he should get off.
So you say, how could he be avoided bumping him in the head?
Well, he could have gone for the ball for starters, which
About to get the ball.
He never went for the ball. Never went for the ball.
Do you reckon his intention wasn't to get the ball?
He never went for the ball, Neil. I don't know what his intentions are, but he never went for the ball.
Arguing semantics.
Why didn't he push him in the side, get him out of the way? Why didn't he just block him to get him out of the way?
Well, what you're saying
Why didn't he sweat on him to get the ball?
Well, we need to ban the bump. If the bump's banned, everyone understands. Don't bump anyone.
No, don't bump anyone in the head is banned.
Well, do you reckon he meant to bump him in the head?
There's a game that they
careless
should play. They should model ridiculous the... And in fact, this is going...
And if the AFLPA really wanted to do something worthwhile, rather than make up stories about how to spend someone else's money, why don't they actually defend the players in this sense? None of the players know what they can do. They go, well, if I bump into a bump in the head, I'm dead. There's a beautiful shot of a Bulldogs bloke.
Therefore, they do know then.
No. A Bulldogs bloke bumping a Sydney bloke in that game. Fantastic. Everyone said, how wonderful was that? He bumped him. He didn't bump him in the head. He was lucky enough not to get him in the head.
Might have had better technique. Who's your bumping coach down there at Collingwood?
What a load of rubbish.
Who's your bumping coach?
It's rubbish.
You haven't got one? Haven't you got a bumping coach?
No, we're not allowed to bump. We've banned bumping because if you bump and by pure dumb luck, you bang him in the head, you're going to get 2 weeks.
You're in very good form today, Neil. The game of AFL is now going to resemble what's called AFL Nines. You across that? The game where you're not allowed to touch anyone? You just run around and take, you know, glorious marks and kick it to each other?
Touch football or
keepings
something?
Keepings off, yeah. That's what it's going to become, if that's the case. That was a ridiculous suspension for me. Ridiculous.
DC, for someone who's in... You're delusional.
Well, I'm as soft as they come, but I don't have a heart that would fit up an ant's sphincter.
Well, you don't
soft.
Well, you know
but
what?
I agree that.
Well, you don't understand the rules then.
No, but the rule's wrong.
But that's a different argument, Neil.
But who's going to fix it?
You're a very powerful person at a football club. See, you argue about. Barmy's arguing the rule is wrong. It must be
because if you saw
Buckley,
a bit of play, it'd take
under
you 10
the rules
years,
of the game.
It'll take you 10 years to teach a bloke to do that.
Neil.
To actually protect, I know where the ball is, stop that bloke getting it, come back, pick it up, handball it off, everyone's happy.
Can I read two SMSs? Kevin, you're the only person who disagrees. You are so wrong. The next SMS, Barm, you are wrong.
Some people just Adam like joins to us, say you're wrong.
Adam joins us in Sunshine Coast. G'day, Adam.
Sunshine g'day, Coast.
Yep.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you going? Love listening to your show on the iPod.
How's it going up there?
Nice day today. Yeah, it's about 18 degrees, so it's pretty
really
cool.
Did I see yesterday it was 29 at Noosa?
Yes, it was.
You can get stuffed.
Dropped a bit today. Hey, just want to talk to you about strength of soccer in junior sport. My son plays both soccer on a Saturday morning and AFL on a Sunday.
Yep.
And the AFL region covers from Noosa all the way down to Bribie Island, which is quite a large geographic area. There's about 1,200 kids who play AFL from about under sixes through to under 17s. And compare that to Noosa Soccer Club that has 1,200 kids from under 15s down.
So the Noosa Soccer Club has got 1,200 kids?
Yep. But the whole AFL Sunshine Coast Juniors has around about the same numbers.
Are they paying like some of the soccer clubs in Melbourne an extraordinary amount of money to be registered? $6,000 to over $1,000 per season.
You there, Adam?
Yes. I don't know. You're talking about dollars there, are you saying?
Yeah.
It's like a joining
so
fee.
So the registration fee in soccer in many clubs in Melbourne
is very expensive.
Very, very expensive.
Yeah, it's around about the same up here, to be honest. There's not much
difference. Doesn't seem to be a barrier.
No, I honestly believe a lot of it has to do with the Lions doing so poorly over the last couple of years.
Well, we're told the AFL is a bit concerned about football up in Queensland. We've got Brisbane at the moment, who Greg Swan says they're not competitive, uncompetitive. And we've got the Gold Coast players who just like to have a drink.
I think part of the problem at Brisbane is that they lost that the ability to let the lion loose before the match.
That's the best idea they came up with.
Well,
all year.
That was going to help their on-field
performance. They killed their confidence.
It's been a confidence killer. The fact that they're not allowed to have the lion prowling around before the match.
Greg Swan was going to have it on a big chain, wasn't he? He was going to walk around the boundary line.
I think Jason, they were going to. In fact, at one stage they had the idea that they were going to put Acker out there and the lion. That would have got people in.
But they were going to have signs: "Don't pat the lion."
Can you? And you know the worst job in the world was, you're hanging onto the chain. You're the only one the lion can get.
And since then, they've lost by 12 points to Collingwood, 82 points to North Melbourne, 79 points to Richmond, 53 points to West Coast, and 64 points to the Gold Coast, all because of that bloody lion.
And they'll lose by 60 points to Carlton too. Gary's in Roxburgh Park. G'day, Gaz.
How you going, guys?
Who's
going
to win the Neil Baum Cup tonight?
Oh, well, I think Collingwood might. We'll go in Barmy's corner. But I heard a little rumour that they won't be able to do the presentation for 2 to 3 weeks.
Very good. I like it.
Oh. That is magnificent. Stay on the line. You're going to pick up a prize for that. Gary, you're going to get a prize for that.
Very good.
Mick is in Kings Park. G'day, Mick.
G'day, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, but you make me laugh with this bump on Rockcliffe. Yes. I've watched it 100 times.
Yes.
And I still reckon he's been hit fair square in the chest. I think it was a good bump.
But what sort of TV have you got?
Mate, it doesn't matter what TV. You're taking the hardness out of footy, KB.
No.
You're taking the hardness out of footy. And you and Greg Denham have always got to be right, and everyone else has got to be wrong, you know?
I'm not
questioning your integrity or whatever the game, but... You just...
Well, the match review panel said that what I'm saying is correct, and so did the tribunal. I noticed they didn't take it to an appeal.
Why would you take it to an appeal? Do you reckon there's any chance to get an appeal?
You see, I reckon what we have, Gary, is this is where we make mistakes in football. Nathan Buckley makes this mistake. Rodney Eade makes this mistake. He's flummoxed.
Yeah, you know what their mistake is? They actually know something about the game.
And
that's their mistake.
And DC makes this mistake. And that is, their mistake is... they don't like the rule. Now, that's a different argument than saying, well, this is the rule, and if you do this, you are going to be suspended. And that rule has been brought in place because it's felt it's good for the game and also the health and safety of players. Now, you may not like that. So what Nathan Buckley and Rodney Eade have got to say is, I understand why Stephen May got rubbed out for 3 weeks, but I don't like that rule. That's what they've got to say.
But
they can't
rule?
Say...
What rule?
You can't bump
what
people
rule?
In their head when you've got an opportunity to actually go for the ball. Mick.
Is that a rule?
But you can bump them in the head. If you have no opportunity to go for the ball, you can bump in the head.
No opportunity? No. Yeah. If you're going for the ball and you bump people in the head, it will be deemed an accident. Mick is in Kings Park. We've lost Mick. We'll go to Tony and Frankston. G'day,
you've lost us too.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Before I talk about what I wanted to talk about, I umpire in the Moyes Peninsula League, and tomorrow we now Edith Vale, Aspendale versus Coringle match.
Yep.
Got six umpires, female umpires, all going around in for breast cancer, so try and get down and have a look. But what I rang for, I don't know how Hodge and May can get the same amount of time, where Hodges was deliberate and Mays was sort of incidental contact, not in a marking contest, obviously, but that's what I don't understand.
Now, look, that's a good point, you see, and that's another point that you bring up, Tony, that people get confused. When you talk about Stephen May, they then say, well, what about Lewis, what about Hodge? You've got every right to argue that the penalties might be wrong. You could say, you know what, I reckon Hodge should have got 5 or 6 weeks. I think Lewis should have got 4 or 5 weeks. I think you can argue that. You can argue over penalties. I don't think you can argue over the fact that they all were guilty. That's what I'm saying. How many weeks do you think Hodge should have got?
How many did he get?
He got three.
Three.
I think he should have got three.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you'd argue for...
I think it's about right.
You'd argue that what happened in Indonesia is okay because they're the rules.
No, I didn't like the idea of what they did in Indonesia. That's their rules, but I don't like the rules. That's their rules, though. That's
so
what I'm
saying. Would never argue against it just because, oh, well, that's the rules. That's just bad.
No, you could argue. No, you could argue for change. You could argue for change.
Absolutely.
But
that's what we're doing.
See, Nathan Buck. No, but I know that. But what I'm saying is,
and no one's listening.
No, they are.
No, they're not. We've been arguing this for some years.
Well, the rule hasn't changed, though.
Exactly. That's what I said. No one's bloody listening. That's why.
No, because the argument can't be... You can't sustain your argument, Neil.
Yes, I can. I don't have to. All I say is it is unreasonable on players.
I think it's unreasonable that a person is running after the ball that's bouncing in front of him and the next thing he remembers is waking up in hospital, maybe with a broken jaw, and waking up in hospital completely KO'd and knocked out. That's unreasonable.
Is this person blind? Can he not see what's going on?
These things happen in this game. You know, if the same thing happened and Rockliffe had broken his arm, should have May been suspended.
He broke his arm.
Snapped it, bang.
From a bump.
Snapped his arm in two, bang.
No.
He's out for eight weeks because he broke his arm. Why not?
Well, because there's a general feeling that, you know, when you break
what about your, if he had have hurt
you know
his
when
knee?
You break your arm, there's a general feeling that you can actually put that in plaster and that will actually heal at some stage. If you have brain damage, there's a very good chance
it's not about
you will not recover. Oh, it's not about brain damage.
No.
What about all these blokes that you're talking about, Neil, in AFL football, who can't remember playing in games, and Greg Williams can't remember even winning two Brownlow medals? And that bloke at Collingwood the street on his bike, that bloke was playing at Collingwood who's got concussed 37 times. What was his name? You got him from Adelaide.
I think you might have been hit around the head. You can't remember.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, Neil...
Well, if that's the case, KB, then you're not allowed to touch the head. You've got to ban it.
Correct. Ban the bump.
If that's, no. And I don't disagree with this argument, but you are not allowed to go near any players. You've got to go in. When the ball's on the ground, you've all got to go in and you have a little negotiation. I think you should go and get it, Kevin. Okay,
sure,
no worries.
Too.
You pick it up, and then you might tackle him, but you're not allowed to go anywhere near them. No. If that was the case, I would have won 6 Brownlow medals.
Neil just told you there was a fantastic bump by a Bulldogs player against the Sydney Swans player.
He was pure dumb luck that he didn't bang him in the head.
Fantastic bump.
He was pure lucky. Dumb luck.
You don't ban the bump.
He was
you
lucky.
Ban people hitting people in the head.
I was lucky. He was lucky.
Coming up, of course, Richo off to the races with Value, Dave Loudon with Sport and the Media, and Dermot with Footy Focus looking at tonight's big game. You may want to talk about tonight's big game as well for the Neil Baum Cup.
Which one?
Also the Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City game. Which one are you actually going to? Do you think the soccer final will get more than Geelong and the Pies?
In terms of the...
Crowds.
No, because...
You think
Eddie
they'll nudge them out?
Well, Etihad can only hold...
They get 55,000.
They'll get more than 55 at Collingwood.
Geelong supporters don't like travelling at night.
Well, it'll be hard. They'll have to leave. If you're coming up for this game in Geelong, you will have to leave in the next 15 minutes to get here, because getting anywhere, this is. Can I get something off my chest?
Yes, you can.
Getting around Melbourne on a Friday night,
it's impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah.
You cannot get from, our office is in Glen Iris. You cannot get from Glen Iris to the city for a 7 o'clock function unless you leave at 3, and even then you might be late.
No, so I agree with you.
I've got that off my chest.
So what do we need? The tunnel? The east-west link?
We need all of it.
No, I don't really want to talk about it.
We need more helicopter landing pads for the jump media helicopter to be able to land.
Can I get something off my chest?
Go.
Well, thank you. It happened again yesterday. I'm driving along on the Monash. Now, I've brought this up many times, most of the time when I'm speaking with Daniel Harford and Rita. People coming in on the slipway, merging onto the freeway.
People can't merge.
Can I just say to these people, you can't just drive onto the freeway looking straight ahead on an angle and T-bone people who are driving along on the Monash Freeway.
I disagree.
You have got to make certain that, one, you are that far in front you can just get
in
front, or two, you've got to pull back and put yourself in behind the cars.
You'd be the sort of person that speeds up
to ensure that somebody who's
merging can't get in.
You're sitting there on 100 because
you've
got the car set on 100. And you're sitting there on 100 going along in your lane, minding your own business, and then all of a sudden some lunatic is T-boning you from the left-hand side because he's coming in off the slipway. We should have ads on TV of all the things they should do. You know, when they say 0.05 and all that sort of stuff and speed kills.
Yep.
They should be running ads about how to enter a freeway from the slipway.
Right.
And that will save lives.
You've got that off your
chest. That will save lives.
It does rely on the chap on the freeway having some sort of empathy for the chaps coming from the slipway.
No, Neil, you're wrong.
All I said was empathy.
You're wrong.
I didn't say you had to pull over.
If there's a bump, it'll be accidental.
Neil,
you're on a freeway. You've got to do 100 Ks on the freeway. You're in a line of traffic on a freeway doing 100 Ks. The person coming onto the freeway, it's his responsibility to merge into that line of traffic, either in front, way up in front, or behind.
You can't keep T-boning people. You'd never get on the freeway. There's that much.
And you know what they do? They blow their horn and yell and scream at you
when they
T-bone you.
I'm one of them. What will you be doing at 7:55 tonight? What will you be watching? 7:55.
Well, I would have been watching the soccer because that starts at 7:30, and then I'll watch the start of the... I'll go backwards and forwards through the night, and I'll record one of them so I can see it probably in its full if there's no replay. Probably record the soccer because the football gets replayed a lot on Fox. So I'll probably record the soccer. I'll start watching that, then I'll go to the football, and I'll go backwards and forwards during the night. What are you doing?
I'll start with the football. The round ball football.
Yeah, starts early, you see, 7:30.
Yep, and then I'll see how it's going. I think I'll watch the football the whole way through. I'm not all that interested in Collingwood and Geelong.
So you're going to watch the soccer all the way through?
So you're interested in Victory and City?
More interested.
Just.
Well, it's do
by
or,
looking at
the
you.
Thing I like about the, if it was a, preli- if it was, you know, I love the do or die. The fact that one lives on and the other goes home.
Well, this is do or die for someone.
In the Victory City match, that's the thing that really gets me.
That's the thing
I like about that. So I think that I'll watch that.
The Birches.
But I have to say, I do love the way Collingwood, and this is paining me. This is twice that I'm agreeing with Collingwood in the one day. What is going on? I love the way Collingwood are playing, KB. They are good.
We got some...
You don't agree with that?
Oh, well, I'm more interested in merging off freeways.
He's speed of the psychiatrist.
Merging traffic needs to match speed of freeway. All up to merger. It's not that hard from the birds. You're right, KB. Now, the next one is a complete... This is one of the problems. This is what we have out on the road. This is why we have dangerous people out there on the road. Rules are give way to your right except for a freeway on-ramp. Well, fair dinkum.
Hang
no
on,
wonder.
Left a, yet again, you are wrong, KB.
Yes, I know.
That you person, left that bit off.
That person is going to kill about 8 people today merging onto freeways. That is the greatest load of rubbish ever. That's why it's called merging. Fair dinkum. SMS. People like you cause traffic. Let them in, or you will slow them down, and the ripple effect is that they enter the freeway at slow speeds. Your actions affect traffic hours later. Stop being a stubborn driver. You're driving along. You're doing 100 Ks on the freeway. You've got 47 cars behind you doing 100 Ks on the freeway at the same time. You've got 15 cars alongside you in the middle lane doing 100 Ks at the same time. And these idiots are saying, whack your foot on the brake, have 15 cars behind you, or stack up behind you to let one bloke in on the merging freeway who's just T-boning everyone.
Oh, I've just crashed, KB.
Gazy is in Laverton. G'day, Gazy.
KB.
Go on,
you
Gazy.
Need to take your medication today, KB. You don't understand the road rules. You don't understand what people want in football. This is why, KB, the AFL is stuffed. Dimitro started it, and then when they rubbed out Jack Zeeble years ago, you're not listening to Barmy. The AFL is not listening. That's why people don't want to watch the footy anymore. More people are going to watch the soccer tonight than the football. And in 5 years' time, the A-League will be... They're going to smash the AFL. People are losing interest because it's not our game anymore.
They're losing interest, Gazy, what, because they can't knock people out? Is that what you're saying?
No, 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 KB. You're just being silly.
No, you said Jack Zeeble, because Jack Zeeble had to get rubbed out.
No, he didn't. No,
he yes, he did.
He's wrong again.
It was the rules of the game. See, this is Barney.
Change the rules.
Well, see, that's a different question, Neil. That's a different argument.
Change the rules.
It's a different argument.
It's got to be more... It's easier for the players to understand what they can
that
do.
That is a different argument. Now, ask the football fans. Do you want the rules changed, 9-4-2, 9-11-16, so that you can bump anyone anytime you like?
It's rubbish.
And if you hit them in the head, it doesn't matter.
We've got no hope.
Can you bump people in the head? Yes or no? Come on. Tell me you want the rules changed. Allow people to bump people in the head. Yes or no? That's all we want.
Anyone to bump anyone in the head.
You're happy for it to happen, Neil.
No.
You are happy.
Well, I'm not happy.
You said it's impossible to bump without bumping people in the head virtually.
I didn't say that.
You said it's a freak of nature if they don't bump him in the head.
I said it is dumb luck if you don't in some cases.
So therefore, if we're going to have bumping in football...
Ban the bump.
Should you be able to bump people in the head? Yes or no?
Oh, that's not...
Matthew, you have gone mad.
Is in Mulgrave.
Is there a rules committee for merging traffic?
I think they should
because
be.
I don't want you on that committee either.
I'm trying to save lives out there. I'm trying to save lives out there. That's what I'm trying to do. Matthew is in Mulgrave.
Kev, it's good of you to argue the merging argument on behalf of your chauffeur. That's very decent.
Yeah. Very good.
Kev, would you consider it...
That's my wife, by the way.
Would you consider it unreasonable or unfortunate that a bloke is knocked out because in the process of someone like, say, Tony Modra taking Mark of the Year, he's... managed to knee a bloke in the back of the head and injure him.
Well, you see, this is the point. This is whether you like a rule or you don't like a rule. The rule says in marking, because it's an iconic feature of the game and the ball's in the air and people have got to run and jump with their eyes in the air, that if in doing that action they knee somebody in the head, it's going to be incidental contact.
So
there will be no free kick paid to the person who's kneed in the head unless the... action of the mark is you've jumped so early that it's not a reasonable attempt to actually mark. So that's the rule. So therefore, there is no free kick and you don't get reported.
Now,
if you don't like that, then you change the rule, Neil.
So to introduce your emotional argument before, you're happy with brain damage in that case, but not in the other.
No.
I think we need to change this segment to Monday Sports Chat, because I think by Friday you've become a little bit tired.
Yes, he's jaded.
And I think we need you fresh on a Monday.
When someone's jumping in the air for that mark, Neil, and they've got their eyes on the air, that's they've got their eyes on the because they've got their eyes on the ball, Neil.
Well, you think I've been walking around takes his eyes off the ball, not watching the game? I understand the game. I understand.
You've got no idea how the game should be played. You didn't even play.
No, I mustn't have.
I can't believe...
It's been a long week for you.
Daniel is in Patterson Lakes. G'day, Daniel.
G'day, guys.
Good, Daniel.
Kev, mate, you're becoming a grumpy old man, mate. I love you.
I'm trying to help people.
Mate, yeah.
He's trying to help people understand his side of the story.
Mate, you drive your own agendas, mate. Let's talk about road rules, mate. You are absolutely right. When you merge on a freeway, you are to give way to all traffic.
Yeah.
But as a society, we need to be nice and calm. We need to let people merge in. If you take your foot off the accelerator just ever so slightly, that person can come in. Unless, if you're a stickler for the rules, you want them to stop on the edge of a freeway and wait for their turn to come in.
No, people do that and help people, but you're missing the point there, Daniel. The point is that you've got traffic behind you as well, Daniel. If you're driving along now today and you're driving down Swan Street behind the guy and all of a sudden he's just going to whack his foot on the brake, you're going to be responsible for running into the back of him. And you'll think, you know what? That is totally unfair. Why did he do that? Well, he put his foot on the brake because he saw a bloke on the left-hand side who may have wanted to have come in. No. The bloke wanting to come in, it's his responsibility to come in merging with the traffic. So you help people as much as you possibly can, but not at the detriment of injuring other people.
Kev, this is absolutely right to the letter of the law. But we need to make allowances, mate. I'm on the road every day for my job. There is nothing worse than when somebody speeds up and won't let you in when all they need to do is to slow down a fraction. It is our responsibility to leave enough room with the car in front in case something like that happens.
Now, we understand that when you're driving around normally and 60 Ks and someone, you know, wants to get in, we all say, yeah, get in, mate, drop back, no problems. When you're on a freeway and you're doing 100 Ks and it's a straight barrel and you've got a line of traffic behind you, you can't do that. You can't do that. So the person merging, he might just have, you know what, this may sound unbelievable, he may have to stop. He just may have to stop.
Can I suggest that if you've got...
No, I'm going to a break. Welcome back. DC is with us now. You wanted to say something before you were rudely interrupted.
I can't remember what it was.
Yes, it was important.
It was.
As we went to the break.
Yeah, it was at the time. It was going to be something about you needing to be a little bit more a part of society.
I'm trying to save lives. That's what I'm trying to
do. Now, what I was going to say is if you've got a big issue, that's what I was going to say. I remember now. If you've got a big issue, save it up for next week and we'll solve it. Because we've attempted to solve the big issue of merging.
Okay. That's a good point.
So if you've got the big issue.
DC's big issue, we'll call it.
And if you've got something that needs to be solved by learned people like Barmy and I.
Correct.
And you'd like to debate it with someone silly like KB, then 9429 1116 after 10 o'clock on Fridays, we will solve it.
Okay. We'll call it DC's big issue. And it could be something like merging.
Yep.
It could be something like... walking, jaywalking.
Getting your grass to grow.
Jaywalking could be jaywalking.
Growing grass in your backyard.
Or getting grass. How
can
you
get the grass to grow in your without weeds?
Without weeds.
I'd like that solved.
Those sorts of big issues. Yeah. So we'll start that from next week.
Next Friday after
DC's 11. Big issues. Neil, good luck tonight.
Yeah, great night.
Will Ben Reid ever play for Collingwood again, Neil?
2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks.
Have a good weekend.
Coming
KB.
Up, Richo.
Have a good sleep and a lie down and maybe a Bex.
Off to the races with value.